Chapter 78. Don't leave the door open. One morning, my daughter was in her high chair enjoying breakfast when my wife noticed that her eyes got big. She pointed and calmly said, "Look, Mom, there's a snake." At first, my wife just smiled, nodded, and kept on with what she was doing until my daughter repeated the same thing several times. When my wife finally went to look at what my daughter was pointing at, she saw a snake that was easily 6 feet in length. And it was crawling up the steps leading to my back door. I was at work at the time, and when my wife called, I could sense something was wrong by the tone of her voice. I let my boss know I needed to leave early, but before I got home, I wanted to make sure I had the tools I needed to take care of this situation, if I needed to, so I stopped by the home improvement store and bought the longest shovel I could find. If I was going to deal with a man-eating snake, I wanted to make sure I was ready. By the time I got home, that thing was gone. None of us ever saw that snake again, but it was probably because I put out 20 pounds of mothballs. The smell was so strong, I could hardly stand to go outside the house for a few weeks. So, what does the snake trying to get into my house have to do with having a good marriage? Everything. Imagine if my wife would have just had the door open that morning. Anything could have come in, including that snake. The same goes for your marriage. Don't leave the door open and make yourself an easy target for things that can come in and destroy your marriage. One way you can do this is by not allowing yourself to flirt with other women besides your wife. Over the years, I've done my best not to ride in the same car alone or have meals alone with women outside of my family. Some might think it's too strict, but I would rather stay happily married than allow myself to be caught up in a regretful situation. Prevention is a great cure. If you're being drawn away by anything that will lure you into cheating on your wife, let it go and chop off any ties with it. Enjoy great sex with your wife. Connect spiritually by having times where you pray, read books on marriage, and continue to do everything you can to invest in your marriage. There are a lot of snakes out there that are just waiting to get into your marriage and wreak havoc. Don't leave the door open.